Now, if Baba is almighty and he is with you, then can impurity come in front of the Almighty Father? Can impurity come? It cannot come, can it? But it does come, doesn't it? Then from where does it come? Do you leave any space vacant? You know, thieves, when they want to enter a house, they find their own way in, which is not the normal door, but they very hidingly come in. So find out whether you don't have a door somewhere from where Maya comes. If you say it you don't have, then from where does Maya come? You may say it comes from above. Okay, even if it comes from above, but it should be finished above itself. Is there some hidden door of which you are not yet aware and it enters through that door? Therefore, check. So check and find out if Maya has not created a hidden door of which you are not aware. And you know how Maya creates its own gateways? Do you know how Maya creates its gateways? Actually, your own weak nature, a weak sanskar, which you have in you, that paves the way for Maya to enter, and it enters through that gate. Why? Because if someone has some or the other weak nature or sanskar, then however much you may try to close those gates, but because of that weakness, which is like a gate, Maya comes to know about it immediately. It is also all-knower, and it knows that this is the weak part, and it can enter through this gate, and it does find its way in too. As you move along, impurity comes in the form of impure thoughts, impure words, and also actions. So it means that the gate is open, is it not? This is why Maya came. Then how can you say that you are with Baba, though you say it in words that the Almighty Father is with me? am in the company of the Almighty Father, then if it's so, then from where does the weakness come? From where does the weakness come? Can weakness remain? Can weakness remain? Why does it remain then? It may be any type of vice. For example, it could be greed. Greed is not merely of food. Many think that I have no greed at all because I'm not very attracted towards very good delicious food or very good clothes. No, whatever is served, that I eat. Whatever I get, that I wear. So I don't have greed in me. But as you move along, Maya brings greed in a very subtle and royal form in you. What is that royal form of greed? Whether one is a student or a teacher. The royal form of greed can come in both. Maya. Maya tries to its fullest extent. It uses all its strength to bring the royal form of greed in them. For example, if one is a student, he may have very good faith in him, he's very serviceable, and he has all the good qualifications, he's good in everything. Yet, when he moves forward, the royal greed comes that I do a great deal. I help in every way through my body, my mind, my wealth. I help in every way. And whenever it's needed, I'm always of help in service. But still, why is my name never mentioned by the teacher? Why doesn't the teacher say, this student is very good? Okay, maybe this type of thought may not come in the mind, but the other form comes. And what is that? Maybe there is no desire. Maybe even if the teacher takes his name, on hearing his name being mentioned by the teacher often, then the ego comes, I do it, I am responsible, only I can do it. That ego, the Maya, comes in the form of ego. Or if he has really done very good service, and maybe nobody even greeted him, no one even asked him if he wanted a glass of water, nobody even looked at him, and everyone was busy in his or her own work. They didn't even bother to know whether he did anything or not. And then what happens? The thought comes, I did so much and nobody even bothered to ask me what I did. So actually what the one does, whether one does or not does, he will say, it makes no difference if I do or if I don't do, because nobody bothers if I do. And really nobody praises if I do. So it's better not to do, I can just enjoy myself. So, Maya comes in the form of different vices. It is the royal form of Maya. Then, even if one vice comes, it may not be greed, but it may be only ego. Or it may be in the form of a subtle desire that I should get respect. Then wherever one vice comes, there the other four vices also enter in an incognito form, because they are hidden and they come along with that one. And you give chance to one to enter, then those four which are in a hidden form with that one, they too come in a very subtle way and they take their chance too. And then you say that I don't have the same type of intoxication as I had before. First my stage was very good. Now I don't know what has happened to me. I don't know what has happened. Actually, it is that Maya came through that thieves' door. So don't say that I don't know what has happened. This is what has happened.